Today's Mishnah, Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is our closing Perek of Mikvaot, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Aleph. So we were talking about a chatzitza, but a chatzitza actually is a specific case of the overall principle. The overall principle is that if you're going to be table something, you have to be table it at one time. And you can't have an area that is not going to be in the mikveh. Maybe later put it into the mikveh. It doesn't work that way. Every last piece of a kli has to be put into the mikveh. Now the question is, very often, kelim are made of parts that are actually not going to allow you to put the whole thing into the mikveh at one time because the water is not going to get in to the whole thing. If you keep it together, do you have to take it apart in order for the water to get all over at the same time? So if you've got a pair of scissors, let's say, and now they're close together at the point where they make contact, you have to take them apart in order to be teva. Or you have a kitchen knife. Well, the kitchen knife has a blade that has been inserted into a wooden handle. Do I have to pull the handle off in order to get the water to go around the kitchen blade and then what, separately be table the handle so that the water gets into the hole in the handle? No, of course not. The kli is defined by the kli holistically, as the kli is. But what about in cases where the kli omnam is holistically a kli, but it is not going to remain this way? And you know perfectly well that even though you're using it right now this way, you're not going to continue putting it this way. So let's say, let's say you took a handle, put it on the knife wrong, and it's now at an angle so that it wasn't glued in properly. You're going to ultimately be taking off that handle and reinserting the blade into the handle, right? Then you cannot be table it without taking it out. Or let's say, even if you put it in straight, but there's a little gap between the blade, you know, where it comes out, where it's supposed to cover over the hole. There's a little gap and you didn't push it in all the way because you hadn't drilled the hole into the wooden handle properly. So meanwhile, you're using it, but you're going to have to take it apart, make the hole a little bit deeper in order to be able to reinsert it. That's no good. Or even if you had done it properly, it's straight, it was put in all the way, but as you did it, it cracked and it got broke. Shmir Khan, it was even all the way in, but they are now broken and you're going to be replacing them. In all such cases, effectively, you are trying to be tevel a kli with a very big chatzitza on it that you're makbid on, because the kli is actually the knife handle and that is covered over by this piece of garbage that you intend to replace. So that's a classic chatzitza, and you're going to have to first take it off in order to be teivel.
Maybe the translation of Shmir Khan is to fully insert?
Yes, Shmir Khan. When you talk about full insertion for intercourse, what's it called? Biat HaMiruk. Same exact word.
But, so this is fascinating because it also means to completely clear out. It has two opposite meanings, type of word.
As many words.
Right, but I didn't realize about this. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Kli. Now, how about if you had something that your tevel facing downwards, you put derech piv, then you're going to trap air in it. If you trap air in it, forget about chatzitza. The water never gets to the part that needs to be covered with water in the mikveh. We define tefillah as the water touching everything in the mikveh. So, well, air is not a chatzitza. Yeah, you're right. It's not a chatzitza, but it's not a tefillah either. So basically, you never got it's not a chatzitza. It's you simply never put this thing into a mikvah because it was half out of the mikvah, whatever area was covered by the trapped air. And the point is also, very often you have things that are jutting out from the main thing. You've got a kettle. The kettle has a handle, a long handle. So now you're going to have to get that handle into the mikvah at the same time. You can't be tovel the first part with touch the kettle part and then turn it on the other side and get the handle in. So then you're going to have to actually put it in on its side at an angle so that it includes that too. So it'd be like a darko below ziborit. So if you put it in without whatever was sticking out, you're not going to be yotze achiateno alzido. You're going to have to turn it on its side so that it's all under the mikvah water at the same time. How about a kli that creates a problem of trapping air in different ways? Let's say you have a kli which is tsar mikan, umikan, v'rochav be'emtza. So you've got a kli that has a very thin, like one of those, you know, vases where you have a vase that's big enough to put one rose in, and then it like expands at the bottom. It's this big, beautiful glass thing. So it's got a very narrow opening. If you put it in, even if you put it in right way, right? You don't put it in facing downwards. What happens is that you've got too much air pressure for the water to be able to get in directly. So the water will not go into the full kli because as you compress the air by the water pressure coming through that very thin single rose top, it's got nowhere to go and you cannot actually make it work that the water goes in unless you put it on its side. If you put it on its side so that the entire thing is not underwater at the same time and there's enough air that you're having half in the air and half in the water, that leaves you room for the air to escape as the water is sliding in the bottom, and therefore it would be filled with water. But if you don't do it that way, you cannot compress the air sufficiently to allow the water to get in fully. So, eno tahor, achiateno atzido. So, I mean, these are obvious things. You know, they're just things that you need to be careful about when you put things in the mikveh. Etzlochi chepia shokea. How about if you've got the type of things, you often see this in the old thermoses, where the thermos would come up around the top, and then you'd have a cork that you would put into the middle at the bottom of that piece that curled around. You know what I'm talking about? The old-fashioned thermoses, you remember them with the corks? So the side goes up, and then it bends in, and then at the place where it bends in, that's where you put the cork in. But that means that you're always going to trap air between the level of the opening and the level that went a little bit above the opening and bent back down to create a rim. So you're not going to be able, there's no way you're going to be able to get that air out unless you make a little hole that allows the air to go out when it's under pressure with the water that's coming in. So if you've got that type of tzlochi, chepia shokea, it's not going to become tar in the mikvah, achi nakvenu mitzida. You have to make a little hole in the place where the rim was to allow the air to escape. Kalmarin hedyotot. So you know what the kalmarin is. The kalmarin is the old-fashioned part of every schoolboy's daily activities in the old days. I don't know how many of you remember such a thing, but every school desk had a little hole on the side, and you would put your kalmarin into that hole. The kalmarin is an ink jar. So before fountain pens, or certainly, what do they call those, rolling pens? I forgot what they call them. But before pens were made, you
ball
had
point. Ballpoint.
Ballpoint, thank you. So before those were invented, you had to learn how to write with a pen. And a pen needed to be dipped into ink, and it didn't store ink inside itself. So the way that they used to make those kalmarin were exactly like that. Those of you who remember the kalmarins, they're those beautiful little glass containers, and they go down at the side with a little rim, and you put the pen into the hole that's made by having lifted the rim over the sides. So this is simply an example of the principle that we just said. It's going to trap air, and there's nothing you can do to get that trapped air out of it, because even when you shake it up and you think you're going to be able to force the water into this, always a little bit, in which it's going to be trapped. By the way, housewives have terrible problems with these types of decorative containers because you can't clean them. It's very difficult to get that area clean. There's all kinds of tricks. You put sand in it and then you shake it up so that the sand will get to it. It's really, really difficult. So this is not only a problem for mikvos, it's a common problem that is known to be, how do you get the air out of the way of the water? So there too, it's not going to be tahor ad sheyenakvenu mitzida. And because of that, the professionals kalmarin, like the kalmarin of Yosef HaKohen, who was a famous sofer, it was made with a little hole in the side that you would then put a plug into maybe to make sure the ink didn't go out when you put in your pen. But it was nekuva bitzida. And that way it was always possible. If you're a person who's makban on tyrus, it was always possible to be toivelet in the event that it became tummy. Very straightforward.